It's time for our Barnsdall Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with Panther head football coach Kylie Sweeney. Barnsdall going to open up the season on the road at Yale 0 week coming up on Friday. Coach Sweeney, welcome to the program. I know you guys had a scrimmage at Pawhuska. Actually, it was at home. It was supposed to be at Pawhuska this past Friday, but you guys actually had it moved to Barnsdall because of some of the gas leak issues that Pawhuska has had. So if you could, before we talk about Yale, how did you feel like the scrimmage went on Friday?
Scrimmage went really good. Barring one little slight injury we had, scrimmage was really good for us. We went out, started on a 10-play series on defense. We gave up a couple big plays on that first series and gave up a touchdown pass on the last play of the series of 10. And then we turned around on offense and scored three times in the first 8 plays. So turned around and did that was pretty good. And overall, I think our offense scored 7 times, and that was the only touchdown for us we got all night was on that last play of that series.
Who played well for you individually, both sides of the football?
Oh, man, I'm lucky enough to have the 9 starters returning. We played well. A lot of my kids played real well. Jacob Kelly caught a touchdown pass, looked good. Dylan Wilson's name, we plays tight end for me. He caught a touchdown pass in the little one-quarter simulated game situation we did for about 60 yards. And in the other 10-play drive, he caught one for about 35. And so he did good. Joe Cole, Michael Marin both scored rushing touchdowns. Joe Smith rushing touchdown. James, I think he only had like 2 incompletions the whole night. So looked pretty well there on offense. Defensively, defensive line stepped up real well. Chance McGill, Joe Smith, Eli Shaw, Bryce McLeod, linebackers, Kyle and the 2 Cole brothers, Wesley Robert, really showed what they were capable of the other night. And then Heath Mullins plays our free safety, and he was coming downhill on the runs and making plays and doing what he's supposed to do. So I was pretty pleased overall with our team, or especially our first team came out and played.
Obviously, high expectations for you guys after you did so well this past season and you have so many guys back again this year. What are your expectations going into Yale on Friday, and what do you know about that squad?
Watch some film on Yale. They're going to run a 4-4 on the defensive side against what we would call our regular offense. And then when we spread it out, he's going to go to a 4-2-5. And then on offense, he kind of runs like a pistol wing T look. So quarterback being under, it's a normal wing T look. And he kind of goes back, and the quarterback's in the pistol, and they kind of do a lot of motion, a lot of running out of that, and try to pull the guards. And basically where the guard goes, the play goes. So we're going to have our guys keying on their spots and what they're supposed to key on, and hopefully come out and be pretty effective. I know our kids are pumped up. It's the first game of the season. We're going there. And like you said, high expectations. We had such a good scrimmage. They're just itching to get out today, so I know it's going to be a fun time this week.
And I know that you guys have a lot of high expectations, and we talked about that in our coach's breakfast interview, but it all has to start somewhere, so I would guess at some point you'll probably switch into your coach mode and take things 1 week at a time here.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do. I mean, I tell our kids we're looking. They know kind of on the schedule we set up what we call the revenge tour this year, which is 3 district games that we lost last year, 1 that we were leading at halftime, and 1 that we lost in the final seconds of the game because we missed a field goal and missed an extra point. So, but our kids know they're not going to get their minds out of a game. We're going to focus on each week, each game that we got coming up, and make sure we handle business that week and then move on. And hopefully, big parts can stay healthy. We got banged up during a stretch last year of the bigger district games, and I really want to see what we can do if we can stay healthy and have all our weapons, all our guys going, you know, full throttle into district play. So that's our big hope, is we can stay healthy through this non-district stretch.
Yep, and Barnsdall did just that last year. Guys went 4-0, beat Yale 21-6 to open up 2016. So hopefully a similar start for the Panthers on Friday. And they're at Caney Valley the week after that, then at home against Oklahoma Union and Woodland to round out their non-district play. Coach Sweeney, appreciate the time, and best of luck against Yale on Friday.
Well, thank you, Mr. Farbach. Thank you all for the interview. Appreciate